Masechet Menachot Perek Yod Mishnah Het. In last Mishnah, we spoke about the prohibition against harvesting grain of Hadash, of the new crop, before the Omer is harvested. We'll talk here about some exceptions to this rule and talk about which types of activities that Hachamim prohibit. Mishnah says, Kotzerim Bet HaShelachim Sheba Amagim. You're allowed to harvest irrigated fields of the valleys. The grain here is very low quality, and before the grain of the Omer is harvested, you're allowed to harvest this grain. The prohibition of harvesting before the Omer is offered doesn't apply to these very low quality grains. They themselves would not be fit for the Omer offering, so therefore we're allowed to harvest them before the Omer is offered. These types of very dry fields that need a lot of irrigation, they produce very low quality grain, and therefore they wouldn't be within the same world as what the Omer needs. Avalo Godshin, but even though you're allowed to harvest what we just said, these low quality grains, you're still not allowed to eat them. So as a protective measure to make sure that the workers wouldn't eat this grain, Hachami made a prohibition to stack this grain until the Omer was offered to make sure that people wouldn't eat it. That's how the Hachamim created the awareness amongst the workers. There's a decree against stacking it because they would eventually eat it. Anshei Yericho kotzrin b'ritzon Hachamim ve'godshin shelo b'ritzon Hachamim ve'lo michu bi'adam Hachamim. The people of the city of Yericho, where they had irrigated fields of this type that we're talking about, they would harvest their grain before the Omer, and that was permissible, like we just spoke out. It was permitted with the consent of the rabbis. You're allowed to harvest these types of fields before the Omer, but they also would stack it, and this was against the wishes of Hachamim, who we just said, you're not allowed to stack grain before the Omer was offered, but the rabbis did not protest what they do. They understood the people over there, and they said the people over there weren't going to eat the grain, so they didn't make a big protest against what the people of Yericho were doing. Another exception to the prohibition against harvesting before the Omer, kotzed la'shachat u'ma'achil la'behemah. You're allowed to harvest unripe grain before the Omer was harvested and feed it to the animals. The Torah never prohibits this type of harvesting as long as it was done for the purpose of feeding the animals. The Torah tells us that the Omer is not allowed to be harvested, but it's only a type of Omer that's for harvesting. Harvesting implies that it's going to be eaten by people. It's going to be processed accordingly. But unripe grain, which is not there yet, pulling it from the ground pretty much and giving it to the animals, the prohibition would not apply here. It's not considered to be harvesting, and therefore it would be allowed. But what is considered to be unripe grain that we're talking about? Amar Abi Yehuda, Ematai, when is it permitted to cut this unripe grain to feed to the animals before the Omer? Bizman shehitchil ad shelo hevi'a shelish. Only when you began to harvest the grain for the animal before the final third of its growth. So the grain could be two-thirds grown, and you haven't reached that third stage, the third, final third of its growth. At that point in time, it's considered to be unripe, and cutting it down to feed the animals would not be considered harvesting, and therefore it would be permissible. But once the grain reached that final third of its growth, it's considered to be harvesting, and you're not allowed to cut it before the Omer is offered. Rabbi Shimon Omer, af yiksor v'yachil, af meshehevi'ah shelish. Says Rabbi Shimon, you're allowed to harvest the unripe grain before the Omer is offered, and you're allowed to feed it to the animal even after the grain has reached its final third of its growth. According to Rabbi Shimon, up until the point where it's fully ripe, it's considered to be unripe, and therefore all forms of harvesting are not real harvesting, and therefore you're allowed to do it even within that third stage, that third final third of its growth. But once it reached its fully ripened state, even Rabbi Shimon would say that at that point in time there would be a prohibition to cut the grain for the animal that would be considered to be harvest.